love your music. You've got a new album out, Ashes of Dreams of Fire.
That's correct.
You want to tell people where they can follow you at?
You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/JohnYoungBand. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you can download music, you can find my album.
And it's not the John Young with the MacBook yes. and the keyboard, right?
Not the rapper John Young. If it says rap, you have to really look twice because I may be classified as that as well. But I am the country John Young.
I had a hell of a time. I think I searched you last week on Spotify and it mm-hmm. said John Young, and it was rap music. 3 million hits on a single.
Some of those titles are great too.
Yeah.
Some of those songs are...
So are y'all aware of each other?
Yes. I became aware of John Young, the white rapper, years ago. So Google is full of white rapper John Young. But I'm slowly but surely taking it back.
Let's talk a little bit about your new album, your latest release, Let Our Loving Grow. Mm-hmm. Huge fan of the single.
Thank you.
People can request that if yes. they want to. I highly recommend it. It's a great tune. How did you come about? What was the inspiration for that song?
The inspiration for that song is from my wife. We, like most married couples, have two anniversaries. So we celebrate, you know, when we first got together. Well, 1 year, the night before our July 11th anniversary, we got into a little bit of a tiff, like you do. So we got to the end of it and she said, "You're going to write a song about this, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, I think I'm going to." So I went in and I sat down and I did the basis for that. So the very first line was kind of written in anger. But then the rest of the song is appreciative and very loving, you know? So
it's just
about not taking for granted the things that you have going on for you every day.
Yeah, you can definitely feel it through the song. So is it kind of a therapeutic process sometimes for you to when you write songs and yes. get into it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is my therapy. That's music has always been that way for me. It's really helped me to grow as a human. And really helped me to grow as a musician, too, in doing that. And I get to say things that I wouldn't normally say. And because I do it in lyrics, it's not as awkward right. when you're, you know, trying to tell someone something.
For most artists, it's definitely an outlet.
Right.
You know, there's something going on in your life. You take that and you compose a song out of it.
Or right.
you make some piece of art. And that's excellent. I love hearing that. So... Your album, where did you record that at?
I recorded it at Boyd Street Studios. That's with Josh Serrato and Ben Hussey. And it's out of Stephenville. So they're very, very, they've got their finger on the pulse of the music right now, and they're involved in a lot of big things. So Larry Joe had kind of let us use a mobile recording unit, it's like a mobile recording studio that he used to carry around with him. Now it had software and computers from like 2001. But what happened was we took two nights and we recorded two full songs, drums, bass, everything. And when we got done with it, all of us stood back and were just amazed at what came out of it using such old software, not having real compressors, not having microphones that were worth anything. And so that lit the spark under both of them. So Josh and Ben took it upon themselves that they wanted to start this. And the whole reason behind it is because they wanted to be involved in the music coming out. So they got a loan from the bank and built the studio. And I was the very first album really in. We went for excellence as far as the recording process and making everything try to sound as great as possible.
Yeah, you can definitely, it definitely shines through the entire right. album.
And that's a lot of that's me. If I would hear something just be barely off, I would make us go back and redo things if the tone wasn't correct.
So you're a perfectionist.
I'm a perfectionist.
Oh, awesome.
This was the perfect forum for me to do it too. They were just absolutely doing it because they love the music and we got to make the album that we wanted to. And I mean, I think it speaks for itself. It stands on its own feet.
Were there any other artists that came in and worked on it
yes.
As well?
Cody Angel played the steel parts on there. He plays with Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. And then Wesley Holtzford cut all the fiddle tracks. And so I'm a huge Beatles fan. So me personally, I wanted to present these songs in the way that I hear them in my head. And in my head, I heard him with all sorts of things going on and all sorts of different parts and things. So that's what I went with. My next album probably will be a little bit different. I'm going to shoot for something a little more just a band in a studio kind of atmosphere.
You can tell there are a lot of layers when you're listening to
yes.
it. I use the term, it sounds very cinematic.
Yes.
Like I would love to use that something as a background, you know, in right. film. What would you say? You were talking about your next album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any idea when you might start recording that? Are you going to focus on this album still? Or
I would say probably February we'll start recording. We were just going to go in and try to just hit it rather than dragging it out. But I mean, with everything that's been going on, it's going to be hard. And I'm going to spend the month of January in Austin.
Okay.
I'm going to be down there just basically more than anything, putting my feet in the water and really jumping in, you know, getting into this and trying to make some new connections and just better myself as a musician.
Definitely got a scene all its own.
It does.
Sixth Street and everything like that. And you got the Nutty Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your single Let Our Loving Grow mm-hmm. is out right now. Anybody that's listening can request it, especially in Texas. You brought your guitar along.
I did.
Would you mind playing one for me?
For sure.
All right. Cool. This is John Young with Let Our Loving Grow.
Careful what you say, 'cause angry words are often sharper than a blade, and it feels just like they cut me to the bone. Do you recall the day we met? It was a smoky bar that smelled of beer and cigarettes, but we kissed just like we'd never kissed before. I held you tight, you left me wanting more and more and more. It's hard to see the forest while you're standing amongst the trees. It's hard to love a rainstorm when you're drowning in the sea. Take stock of what you got before you claim defeat, 'cause I love you more today than I did that night so many years ago. Oh darling, let's not fight, let's let our love and grow and grow and grow. I'm not that guy you've got painted in your head. Let's take it back a couple steps to that old smoky bar, the day that we first met. Love just like the kids we were back then. I love you now, but God, how I thought I loved you then. To see the forest watch us stand amongst the trees. It's hard to love a rainstorm when you're drowning in the sea. Take stock of what you've got before you claim defeat, 'cause I love you more today than I did that night so many years ago. Oh darling, let's not fight, let's let our love and grow and grow and grow. Ooh.
That was John Young with Let Our Loving Grow. You can remember to request that single, especially in Texas, at your favorite local radio station. I've always been curious about this. I know the first time I met you was at Blue Light a while mm-hmm. back, and you were wearing a Pink Floyd shirt.
Yes.
So I'm like, man, okay. So this guy obviously is a Pink Floyd fan, But he writes this really beautiful music. So I'm kind of curious who your big influences were growing up.
Well, Pink Floyd was one of the biggest, but I was raised in a small country community, and I was raised on Bob Wills. So a lot of my, I feel like the way that I write music revolves around chordy kind of different structures. I don't write a lot of G, D, C songs, you know what I mean? What I think has helped me a lot is I didn't start off in country. So my approach to country is kind of a non-traditional approach. It's country-ish, you know?
Who are you really listening to right now that you would say, you know, if you had one band right now that you could recommend to someone?
I like Dead People. And I only noticed that later on when I was start to think about it. I'd be like, oh, I just love this band. And I look back and I go, oh my God, Dead. But I love Nick Drake is who I've been into right this minute. Nick Drake is a singer-songwriter from England from the early 70s. Has kind of a tragic story, only released 3 albums ever. But if you find those records, they're amazing. I like to find those little hidden gems. And it's so strange to be sitting here all these years later and just discover that guy existed in 1971, you know? It's amazing.
I have an assumption in the back of my head that you must be a vinyl collector.
I am.
Okay, yeah. So very cool. I do the same thing, but you'll find Dead records and Clapton. Yeah. I do the standards.
Yep.
So I feel like your record collection would be a lot more diverse.
I try to. Yeah. But I love all kinds of music. So, I mean, you know, go from anywhere from Herb Albert to Neil Young to Roseanne Cash. You know, it's a bizarre collection, but I just love music.
It's kind of our pay it forward moment. One, I'm going to ask you about who you think on the scene right now that, you know, the Americana and the Texas Americana scene that's really going to make a lot of noise in the next year, and someone you think is worth checking out that's not Dead.
Yeah. I would go with Jacob Furr. Furr is one of my favorite musicians probably out there right now. His lyrics are amazing. His music's beautiful. He sings it with just real feeling, compassion. I believe it. Not every musician, I believe. And so to find one that speaks to me in such a way that I really can see where he's coming from and see his soul. He's a beautiful, beautiful soul and a great human being. But his music blows my mind on a regular basis. And he's a friend of mine. I'm not just saying that because he's a friend. If I'd have just found his album, I would be saying the same thing. He's great.
Very talented. He's on the Rattle website. You can check him out. He's got excellent videos. I think they were recorded at Chief Records. I'm looking over at DJ just to get confirmation, make sure I've got my facts straight.
And then another one is Jake Robison.
Okay.
I love Jake Robison as well. And Chris Watson. He's amazing. I mean, Ryan Tharp, all those guys, these Fort Worth guys are just awesome. Got a lot of talent.
All right. Is there a piece of knowledge that you wish you would have known when you first started out? Something that would have helped you along, maybe sped up the process of being discovered a little bit quicker?
Taking your art more seriously as far as practicing and sitting down and actually coming up with practice routines, I think is about the most important thing. If I were talking to any young artist, a lot of times when you get into it, you get caught up in the idea of being a band over being a musician. And musicianship is the most important thing that anybody that does this, that's what you offer as a product, whether you like it or not, is your talent.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice. If you're gonna jump, you know, head first into something, you want to be dedicated. You want to make sure that you are gonna put your all into it. And I think that's applicable to any situation. So excellent life advice from John Young as well.
Well, you know, they say that to be good at anything, you have to do 10,000 hours of whatever you're doing. So if you want to be a painter, you're not really an expert until you've done that 10,000 hours of honing in your craft.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So you've got your guitar with you again, and we're going to do another song. You want to shine a little light on what you'll be playing for us?
Sure. I'm going to play a little song called Bleed Me. Bleed Me is a song I kind of wrote as a protest song, just about how a lot of wealth is involved in government and how a lot of these organizations and things are just kind of kicking what it means to be an American as far as losing the farm and being impossible to be like it was. And so that the whole point of the song is just a realization that, you know, there's so many different hands in the pot, and that's what I'm going for. So it's mainly just talking about how ridiculous things are, and it just always feels like everybody's just trying to get every last drop out of you.
Well, excellent. It's John Young with Bleed Me.
My apathy's got the best of me, and I'm not sure what it's worth. But I've seen the dreams of a many young men smash like bottles in the dirt. Well, I've heard them say that the streets are paved with the blood of honest work. But the work is running dry and the rich are getting by, while the little guy is losing his shirt. Hallelujah, hallelujah, screams a homeless man to his Lord. Oh God, deliver us from this evil, before this evil consumes the world. I'm just so sick and tired of your world and all its lies. Just before the dawn, la 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 la, 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 la la. Well, we lost the farm in December. Now it's June, we're on our feet again. But the roads have changed, and it's still a little strange. Cashing checks from the government. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There ain't no justice here anymore. Knowing those with all the money won't our politics and all our cause. I'm just so sick and tired of all your suits and all your lies. Cause all you ever wanna do, for the dawn, la 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 la, 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 la.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming by, John and Kim. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you the best of success.
Thank you so much, and I wish you a lot of success with this as well. I think this will be great.
Thank you.